Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. It's Monday, and I have a question. First, happy May Day. And my question is this. What's in your emergency fund? There are some alarming statistics out there that say that most Americans, well, most people, don't really have any emergency fund, and that they're just one paycheck away from total disaster. I think a lot of people who don't have anything in their emergency fund have gotten discouraged. They look at what advisors say to them. You need 3 to 6 months of expenses in an emergency fund, and they see that as something that is totally unattainable. I mean, after all, they're living paycheck to paycheck. But what they often fail to mention is that you don't get to that 3 to 6 months instantly. It's something you have to build up. And it takes time to build that up. So I like to start with something a lot less daunting. $1,000, $500, even $100. The key here is to start where you can and continue to build on it. For example, you can get to $100 by saving $25 a week. At the end of the year, that would be $1,200. And if you continued that habit, that would be $2,400 at the end of year two, and so on until you reach that magical number that you feel is right for you, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or even a year of expenses. My point is that emergencies are not things that just magically disappear at some point or at a certain age. They're always ongoing. So saving for them needs to be ongoing. And as you use funds, you need to replace them as quickly as possible so that they're available for the next emergency. By shifting the amount to something that is more palatable, you can begin to get started today. And that's what saving for emergencies is all about. And that's the minute for today. Want more on how to build your emergency fund and what to do with the funds as you grow them along the way? If so, check out my May newsletter. It's available to subscribers. If you haven't signed up yet, you can do so by going to my website at psworth.com or going to mindingyourmoney.org. And then watch your inbox for news and tips to manage your money better. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.